Here's Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Over 3.8% of India's 1.3 billion people whose incomes are recorded by tax authorities, barely one quarter past the tax threshold. The share of Indians who declare their annual incomes of more than 1 million rupees, or 15,000 U.S. dollars, is just 0.1%. Among Indonesia's 255 million citizens, 27 million are registered taxpayers, and in 2014, only 900,000 filed a return. Trump's transition team has a first-day project preparing for his first day in office as president. He could renounce the Paris Greenhouse Gas Emissions Treaty, restart the Keystone Pipeline, suspend the Syrian refugee program, direct the Commerce Department to bring trade cases against China, and relax background checks on guns. House Speaker Paul Ryan dealt a hammer blow to Donald Trump's presidential campaign, dashing any remaining semblance of party unity and inviting fierce backlash from his own caucus by announcing he would no longer defend Trump's candidacy. At the same time, he indicated he would not withdraw his endorsement of Trump for president. 27 million people had responded or visited Kelly Oxford's Twitter page after she asked women in the wake of the Trump scandal to treat their experience and share their experience about harassment and groping. More of metropolitan America's poor live in the suburbs than the city. Chicago lost 17% of its black population between 2000 and 2010 alone. Nationwide, a majority of blacks in large metropolitan areas now live in the suburbs, a huge demographic shift, particularly among the black middle class. Samsung has announced that it will stop production of the controversial Galaxy 7 phone, which continues to have trouble with overheating and has triggered warnings on airplanes from the FAA. Embattled companies find Wells Fargo reorganizing under its number two executive as calls for its CEO to resign continue based on account fraud. And Theranos, the blood testing firm, was sued by one of its major hedge fund investors for deception around its business practices. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.